Religion has made an honest woman of the supernatural, and we won't have it kicking over the traces again, will we, Chaplain? In the land of Nod, admirable man. And speaking was a representative of the state. In Christopher Fry's The Ladies Not for Burning. I mean, I listened to that play obsessively as a teen, and only now fully see what it means. 2 centuries ago, there was no doubt in Proudhon that God, the infinite, love, the all of it, the source of all creativity, universal energy, was a given to every breathing human because we feel it. We who have not been bludgeoned by fear to deny our authentic existence.
Quote, we came to shut
seeing
this
the
down.
Misery of my age, I said to myself, among the principles that support society is one that it doesn't understand, which is ignorant and visionary, and which causes all the evil that exists. But this principle, right in its purpose, but misunderstood, this principle, as old as humanity, what is it? Can it be religion? All men believe in God. This dogma belongs at once to their conscience and their mind. To humanity, God is a fact as primitive, an idea as inevitable, a principle as necessary, as are the categorical ideas of cause, substance, time, and space to our understanding. God is proven to us by the conscience prior to any inference of the mind, just as the sun is proven to us by the testimony of the senses prior to all the arguments of physics. We discover phenomena and laws by observation and experience. Only this deeper sense reveals to us existence. Humanity believes that God is, but in believing in God, what does it believe? What, in a word, is God? The nature of this notion of divinity, this primitive, universal notion, born in the race, the human mind is not yet fathomed. At each step we take in our investigation of nature and of causes, the idea of God is exalted and extended. The farther science advances, the more God seems to grow and broaden. Unquote from Proudhon, which we've quoted several times, and each time it's, you know what I mean? It's a wave that rushes over us and over us and gets in us a little bit deeper each time. So once again, the master, as Bakunin called Proudhon, has put his finger on the crux of the problem, and we now see that Christopher Fry had done too. On the key divide, institutionalized as, imposed as, class, the this or that, authority, power, or freedom, to use Kropotkin's terminology, denied our original knowledge, leaving us broken and uncertain, as only one side of this divide claimed all the public space for itself, hoarded all the certainty, as Platonov puts it in The Foundation Pit, designed the educational institutions and controlled its media. And Prince, a practical synthesizer of theories of freedom, who takes the next steps required to get us out of the class mindset into the space of the infinite, his direct body route to the truth, to freedom, based on his analysis of the current state of the threat facing us. Prince, our master strategist, has likewise, with Proudhon, put his finger on the very same crux, which proves the analysis and confirms the truth of it. When he says you can have a separation between church and state, but you can't have a separation between the state and morality, between the state and justice. Isn't it interesting that in catching up the Prince, we are now ready to appreciate in a much deeper sense Proudhon. Almost catching up to Prince. I got a ways to go. In any case, and there's absolutely no doubt that this is true. This separation of us from morality that the state mandates. though it would deny that that's what it's doing, obviously. There's absolutely no doubt this is the case, but the state was centralized and bureaucratized in the aftermath of the French Revolution precisely to achieve that separation. The permanent conquering of morality, of justice. When we are put in survival mode, there's no time for love, right? We're going to continue to explore this reality which no one names. And the state exists to keep us in survival mode, to keep us believing there is such a thing as scarcity, despite all the hard work of Nikola Tesla, but the most extreme example of hard work to free us from necessity, from the illusion of scarcity. So the state was centralized precisely to achieve that separation, which was the permanent, they hoped, conquering of morality and justice as a threat to the permanency of totalitarian rule. Because it had always been, as our reading of Proudhon, as we continue with it, gives us very clear. Examples of in using the French Revolution as an example, which is why they did this after in the aftermath of the French Revolution. They wanted permanent class rule. They wanted no challenges from us on the ground of justice. And they sought to accomplish this by smothering the infinite in us, by designing us so as to no longer listen to its voice in us, but to only listen to it. The panopticon again, that model. A result done with intent by a handful of men to make class global and institutionalize their power, institutionalize the rule of small men, i.e. totalitarianism. A result that explains Prince's calmly presented statement that prophecy is what we have to go by now. And clearly, listening to where the left so-called is, as we did just before this show, where they are at, there ain't nothing useful there for us getting our freedom. Clearly, that has been completely conquered by the class mindset, by these power guys, which completely explains Prince's statement, prophecy is what we have to go by now. Because what we have to do is reclaim our power, which is the power of the infinite, which is our bodies in this endgame time for class. Get up on the floor, move your body round. We come to shut this down. Y'all know how we do, this the old school. Straight purple Mac, baby. We come to shut, let's go. Down.